morning to everyone. I would just like to read a few verses in the second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1. Verse 6, the first part of verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God. Allow me to repeat this sentence. Stir up the gift of God. Verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Last year, I was also asked to give a short introduction to the missionary meeting, to this place. And I just would like to remind all of us, including myself, a few points of that introduction. I just understood from John that several young people are here for the first time. The first point that I would like to remind is that you don't become a missionary the day you leave for a foreign country or another continent. You become a missionary from the very first day of your repentance. As soon as you know, or as soon as you get to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you are a missionary. You have got to know the Lord. You know that He loves you. He gave Himself for you. You can say with the Apostle Paul, the Son of God who loved me, Hilbert, you can fill in your own name, and who gave Himself for me. And I cannot keep silent about Him. I want just to speak about my Savior, my personal Savior. And that starts the very first day of your Christian life. How can we keep silent about the one who saved us? How can I keep silent about the one who saved me? So missionary work starts the very first day of my Christian life. That's the first point that I would like to remind us. And the second point is that when we are faithful in the little things, in the small things that the Lord entrusts us, He will also be able, if it is in His will, to entrust us bigger things. He will be ready to entrust us more responsibility, if it is in His will. But we should start to be faithful in the little things. Just start in your own house. Just start in your own street. Just start in your own village. And last year, I shared with you some of my own experiences that I don't want to repeat today. I just would use this website as a tool. It shows a part of the Lord's work in the eastern part and the southern part of Africa. But of course, there are so many countries where the Lord is working, not just in these parts of Africa. You will see it when you go, when you are going to see all the tables with the displays. Worldwide missionary work. But I just want to use this as a tool to share with you some thoughts. The Lord allowed us, including my wife, children, to serve the Lord from 75 till about 95 in the western part of Africa. And then from 95 up to now, it was like as if he moved us from the western to the eastern part of Africa. And we were really impressed by the grace of the Lord that in a very short time, he opened so many doors. Started with Rwanda. You remember in 94 that they killed almost 1 million people in that country. Open door. And then Uganda, there was already an open door in northeastern part of Congo, and the Lord also allowed to make visits there. And at a certain point, I started to pray the Lord in a very specific way. Lord, there is so much work. Please, Lord, give other laborers. And about 5 years ago, I had a very special meeting with Wim. It was during the ministry of a brother from the United States who visited the Netherlands, who had an open ministry, and the Lord used this ministry to meet each other at the end of this meeting, and we had a good talk, and that was the beginning of the involvement of Brother Wim in this work. And I'm very thankful for that. Very thankful. Because he's really a big help. And please pray that the Lord will help him to soon get rid of his job. So that he can have more time for the Lord's work. But also, we are sitting here together, young people. And I would like to talk about one of the subjects here, that is the question, how to get involved more in the Lord's work. And I can't read what is written there, but while talking, you can perhaps read a few sentences. Please ask you the question if the Lord wants you to get involved in his work, not only on a local level, but perhaps in your area and perhaps in other countries. When I see the big, big needs in Rwanda, Uganda, northeastern part of Congo, Kenya, South Africa, Malawi, and I already emphasized the fact this is just a tool. Because other brothers can speak about the fields where they make visits. There are also big needs. This is just an example. When I see these needs, then I'm thinking of you. Because there are many young people who would like to start up a work for the Lord, but do not know how to do this. And I started also to pray for this need. And I was very happy that 3 years ago, a team of young brothers and sisters from the Netherlands went to the Congo last year again to help in construction work, but also to set up youth camps for boys and girls to help the local brothers and sisters how to set up a youth camp and how to continue it, because that's the purpose. That at the end, they can continue it themselves. And I just would like to ask you the question to think about it. I told you that I prayed for the Lord to prepare the hearts of young people to go to any country, especially the countries where I saw this need, for a couple of weeks, part-time. And the Lord started to answer this prayer as well. That's a very touching experience. When you see a need, you start to pray and to pray, and the Lord answers such a prayer. And of course, I was not the only one who prayed. Our brothers and sisters in these countries, they prayed, perhaps more than I did. And then suddenly I caught an email from a young brother from France. I know his father very well, his local assembly. There are some names here, and I have really struggled with the question, should I mention this name on the website or not? Because the danger is that any young brother or any young sister is very proud, perhaps my name is on the website. It's very okay, it's good. And I would like to avoid that danger. But on the other hand, I thought it's perhaps good to put the name, because then other young people can get in touch with them. They know who went there. Let me just share with you experience with Brother Martin Lahut from France, who went to Rwanda. And he wrote a report every day. Who does not have internet connection here? Who does not have an iPhone, iPad, Samsung, MacBook, Windows, whatever? Everyone, isn't it? So it's very easy for you to look for allthenations.info, and you can find all the information. You can read again all the experiences of Brother Martin Lahut, and perhaps you can learn from it. But I just want to quote what he said at the end. My brothers in Rwanda gave me much more than I gave them. Thanks for all. And Yesu Ashimwe Iteka Ryosa. That's very easily to understand, isn't it? It simply means Jesus worship. Jesus worship forever. And I was very thankful for this young brother, because he said, Brother Hilbert, between May and July, I have no school, I'm free. He was already serving the Lord in his own village. And please, can you help me to serve the Lord elsewhere? And the brothers in Rwanda had prayed for this need. Important. They had been praying for this need many, many years. And this was an answer to the prayer. The exercises of Martin was an answer to the prayer of the local brothers. So he went there. We made a program for him, a very tight program. He was very tired when he came back. A very tight program. He was very occupied with young people of his own age, with children, and he had a very good time, very useful. And And 2 months ago, 3 young brothers from the German-speaking part of Switzerland, they wrote me an email. Brother Hilbert, we would like to see Africa. So when I read the first sentence, I thought, elephants, lions, perhaps malaria mosquitoes, and other animals. But no, they said, we don't want to go as tourists. We just want to go to Africa, and we want to get to know brothers and sisters in that country. Can you help us? And if the Lord opens the door, we want to try just to be of little help for those who are of the same age. And so these 3 young brothers also went for 3 weeks to Africa. And they wrote also a report about their work. internet connection in the Netherlands is better, I see. All right, there we go. There is one sentence. Brother, there's a local brother. His name is Brother Kabaya Godfrey. I think you see it, huh? A message from Brother Kabaya Godfrey. And he expresses his appreciation of the visit of these three brothers. It was very encouraging for them. There was a mutual encouragement. They enriched each other by sharing the precious person of the Lord Jesus. Coming from different backgrounds, different races, different education, but enjoying the same person, the precious person of our Lord Jesus. And when they came back, they wrote me also an email, and it was really very, very nice. They also sent me some pictures. Let me show you perhaps one. Yeah, this one is perhaps a little bit funny. So if you like funny photos. You see, they did a lot of Bible studies, but also played some football games. And I like this picture because of the supporter at the right side of the picture. He was, I don't know.
Referee, I think.
Yeah, I don't know which group he was supporting, but anyway, he was there. Where do we help? We help in countries where the local brothers make efforts themselves, where they do whatever they can according to their resources. And when we see that they do whatever they can, we feel free to help by funds or another way. And I will give time to my brother Wim as well, so I will stop. I will just show you that in most of these countries, the brothers are really ready to do what they can. With a lot of efforts. This is not a brother meeting. They just try to remove the stump. So they did this 9 times. And just one of 100 stumps. So this is just to symbolize what they do what they can. They have made hundreds of thousands of bricks. They have shaped them. They have built kilns. But not only in practical matters. They have also done what they could do themselves in spiritual matters. Just the last video clip to show that they have their own way also to help their wives to do the work. When you see the picture, when you see the video clip, I just want you to pay the attention at the moment that there's a couple, married couple, and you will see the moment that the man has done his part. So, look at it. So, sisters, you see, there is work for you as well. Okay, then.
Waiting for the thing to work here, I must say I'm very glad to see you. So I want to take a picture of you when it is allowed, because as you were told, I was told, you are very precious. So I take the pictures. Please smile. Thank you. Okay, come on. Yeah, thank you very much. The last one, please, cheese. Okay. There we are. Thank you. And as Hilbert said, and John said, it struck me, because it's the same thing as John said, which is in my heart. It doesn't work, by the way. Where it is? Where?
Yes, no name.
This one? No. No, okay, thank you. Okay.
There is a second, and then I'll take your plant.
Okay.
It is. So I give it
up? Yeah, please.
Three mice?
And then this one. You see, we need each other. Every time. And we also need each other when we are sitting here. And it struck me when I came here in this room, the chairs were not standing as they are standing now here. So I saw some of you who were working on putting this room so that it fits for the things we have to do this evening. Bear my poor English, but when you don't understand, put up your hand and I try to formulate it in another way. Just to start, where is... And that's not my beginning. That's not my. We should have another one. Where is it? Yeah, is there no name? Okay. You see, it's very, very easy for me to do the things wrong, as you see. But what I want to say is that every one of you, maybe in the meantime, you can... Yeah, that's one. That's one. Thank you. Please start with the... Here, with the...
Slideshow?
No, yeah. Slideshow. From the beginning?
Yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah.
So it goes automatically?
No. Okay. I...
Just to click.
Yeah. It's nice. Maybe you can talk to your neighbor at the left side and tell him or her what your ability is. Tell them now for half a minute. Tell them what your ability is. What could you do? What could you do for the Lord? Is die niet vanaf het begin? Ja, ik heb namelijk een mooie, allemaal mooie dingen die verschijnen, maar dat doet hij niet, hè?
Om het eenvoudig te maken, de tijd.
Ja, ja. Nee, kun je daar ook een dia dingetje, want ik heb van die mooie, dat die verschijnt, hè?
Ja. Als je hierop klikt, dan gaat hij gewoon full screen.
Des van?
Nee, als je play
van de start, ja.
Doe eens dubbelklik.
Nou, waarom doet hij dit?
Doe eens exit show. Ja.
Nou, zie je hem al, hè? Ah.
Doe eens dubbelklik.
Oké. Okay.
Papa, je weet wel hoe je...
Slideshow. Why doesn't it... because it is Windows or what?
Can you help?
What are you trying to do?
I want to have the slideshow, just the dia show.
Did you try presenter view to see if that works? Or does it just mirror
this one? Okay, well, this will do. This will do.
Hey, you see them new dot. And yeah, that's it.
That's it. Okay, thank you. I come to that later. I come back to that. Huh? So, please remind. Work done for the Lord. What can you do? One of the things, very important, you heard from Hilbert, is praying. Every one of you can pray. For each other, for the work, which you will see over there in the corridor, you can pray. You can do that everywhere. Every one of you can pray. That's very important. But you can do more. Praying, by the way, Gordon Bennett has made a nice booklet about missionary. It's on his table, and it's beside my chair, so that I know what I'm talking about. Maybe it can be of help. You get missionary bulletin. Maybe you can use this booklet just for praying. Can be a help. And I spoke to him, have you got it digital? Because then you can look it up. He hasn't. And maybe he will be exercised to do it. But then he needs someone of you or more to help him. You understand? He is maybe as old as I am or older. I don't know. But you see how we work with this stuff there. And you do better. So please think of that. That is also a very great, very practical, and you can do that. It's one of the things to remember. And therefore, I was thinking of how do you start? You can start very easy. You know Elijah. He was became a very great prophet. Do you know how he started? Pouring water on the hands of Elijah. That was the start. What? Having a business of more than a million. Think of all those 12 tractors he had. And then he was called and had to pour water on the hands of Elijah. He could have thought, dear Lord, don't you have anything else to do for me as a bit of water on the hands of this prophet? That was his start. Don't think that the thing you do or you could do is too small. Remember Elisha, he just started by pouring water. Every one of you could do that. Every one of you has an ability which you can use for the Lord. also in those practical things. You can start with that. I just want to stress that, because it's very important. Yeah, and then you have seen the website, and there are many projects there, and there are many different tasks, things to do there. As I said, you can put the chairs in the right way here. You can help with this digital stuff which we have here, as we did. Where is he? Yes. What do you think about this one? All those things, you can't have a meeting when there are no brothers or sisters who do this work. What about the music here? I like it very much. Took a picture. And every one of you can do one of these things and more. And that was the start. As Brother Hilbert said, we prayed for that. But you also can speak to each other. That's what I did. You spoke to each other. And we come back to that. You can say, well, why shouldn't you do this for the Lord? You can do that. And that was a reason for this, as you have heard in Maputo. And our brother John knows a lot about it. Please ask him, because he's here. But it was also the start for these young people here. One of them is my daughter, Ellen. She said, I also want to do something for the Lord abroad. Practical, helping with girls' camps. Of course, she did at home, as Hilbert said. She started already with singing in the gospel choir we have. She did a lot of practical work in the assembly. But then, when we prayed and talked and were thinking about how can we help, because John was there, he built a lot there. They needed help. We spoke about it. And then there were young brothers who were carpenters, said, well, they can't speak French. They can't even speak English. But they can things with a hammer and a saw. And he did, and he went. He paid for the trip there, and he worked there very hard. John can have seen the results, and we have pictures and films about that. You can do that. That was a start of the ones who said, what can I do? Starting small and growing older, they did what they could and can. And they still do. And you can do that as well. You see here a picture of the girls' camp they did. Yes, you have to exercise, huh? You're playing music, you see. The songs with them. Here, the team which you work with. Huh? Our sister, our Victorine, very important there. But together, they did it. And it was, for both, it was very, very blissful. You see, also playing, of course, it belongs to them. And here we have the building team. You see, when I could put out one of them, where is he? Maybe you know him. Look around here in this room. There's someone whom you know. Look at the back there. He doesn't work, he doesn't do the work he did here. But he came, he went, and he worked. Look at them, and look at him. You see him working. Oh. We need technical persons, you see. There was a lot of machinery who didn't who didn't work anymore. And there were the boys here. They said, well, they had in mind throwing it away. And then there came those brothers, and they said, well, we mended, and it works again. Yeah. So very important to see. And then and you see here they're working together, white and black. As Silver said, those brothers here, and you see, not the white, the blacks are working here. Drilling for water, so that we now can have the girls' camps, the boys' camps, because we have, at last, we have water. Because the first times, when Ellen went there, she said, oh, Pa, how difficult it was, because we had no water to wash. My brother was with them, and he said, the water I drank, it looked like tea. Now, we have, because of all those efforts, they have water. So, you see, very practical. And here, the other thing, sponsoring of children. You can do that at home. And just to show, one of the grandchildren of Hilbert, here, and you will see that at the table over there as well, Charlotte, she is making bracelets just for helping the work. Because also that is possible, of course. Just having $5 a month. Look at here, when all of you would put $5 a month for a special work. Look at here, yeah. Count it up. Maybe it's one time less to go to McDonald's. But it's a great help. Yeah? Just to show. And what I want to end up with is, and Hilco told me that, and I looked it up. I said, well, that's true. When every one of us, when you are a believer, you are a member of the body of Christ, every one of you. And as John said at the beginning, every one of you is created with a special ability. Therefore, you are here. And the Lord wants to use you with your special, unique ability and put you in the body of Christ. And when every one of you does what he or she has to do, I put it red over there. You see what a growth that will be. And therefore, do you think you especially can do something for the Lord? Yeah, you see him carrying a Bible. Yes, you can. And now please, 50 seconds telling your neighbor on the right side what you are going to do for the Lord. Thank you. 50 seconds. 15 seconds. Well, tell him. Because you got an idea and say, well, that's what I can do. John, thank you.